This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. The top two Pentagon officials went to Capitol Hill yesterday to explain why Congress should devote more than a third of the federal budget to defense, much of it in Iraq. Defense Secretary Robert Gates and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Peter Pace got a wary reception from the Senate Armed Services Committee. NPR's David Weller reports.
Though he's been a harsh critic from the start of the Iraq War, Armed Services Chair Carl Levin found something nice to say yesterday to the chieftains he'd summoned from the Pentagon. The Michigan Democrat told them he was pleased that for the first time, albeit at Congress's insistence, President Bush had included the projected costs of the Iraq War in the budget he sent Congress on Monday.
I hope we're now moving to an era of real transparency of the financial costs of these operations.
Defense Secretary Gates acknowledged it's a lot of money the Pentagon wants, close to $500 billion for its regular budget, $100 billion more for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan this year, and another $145 billion more for those wars next year.
There has been understandably a sticker shock at their combined price tags, more than $700 billion.
But those budgets perplex lawmakers. Rhode Island Democrat Jack Reed asked the Pentagon's budget chief, Tina Jonas, why, with another $230 billion sought for those wars through September of next year, the president's war budget then nosedives.
You're showing a projection of war costs in the following budget, in 09, of $50 billion?
Yes, sir, that was OMB's decision to do that.
So we go from $230 billion that we're already on the table, and suddenly we go from $230 to $50 billion. How realistic is that assumption?
Jonas replied it was too hard to know what the U.S. would need for Iraq in 2009, which prompted Reed to put this question to Joint Chiefs Chair General Pace.
Do you have a campaign plan that goes beyond September 1st of 08?
Do not have a campaign plan, sir.
No campaign plan, and Defense Secretary Gates was equally vague about future war spending.
I don't know of any allocations beyond FY09.
West Virginia Democrat Robert Byrd pressed Gates further.
How long do you see this war? How long do you see it going on?
Well, sir, I think that there's very likely to be at least some American presence in Iraq for a number of years, but my hope would be that over the longer term, that it would be a fraction of what we have there now.
And as he did several times, Gates held out hope U.S. troop levels in Iraq will actually decline.
I think, Mr. Chairman, that I would hope that if our operations are successful this year, that we would be able to begin drawing down our forces toward the end of the year.
Gates also dismissed the Congressional Budget Office study predicting as many as 48,000 additional U.S. troops will be needed for President Bush's latest plan for Iraq.
We think that the number is going to be around 21,500. It could be a little more. It could be a little less, but it would not be more than 10% more than the 21,500, 10 to 15%.
And pressed on what the consequences might be should Iraq's government fail to meet the commitments it's made, Gates even hinted at a funding cutoff.
There is always the potential of withholding assistance or of changing our approach over there in terms of how we interact with that government. The president has said that Americans' patience is not unlimited.
Nor, clearly, is the patience of a Democratic-led Congress. David Wellner, NPR News.